The fanfare, as a musical genre, is conceived to serve in public, solemn, and basically affirmative acts, such as an official proclamation, a party, a ceremony. My daily fanfare, to which the title of this work alludes, is shown little by little, inviting to a kaleidoscopic listening. It appears cut up, metamorphosed, deconstructed, interacting with various circumstances and environments, as often happens to the people to whom it's dedicated, those whose daily heroics tend to go too unnoticed, except on rare occasions, the common people. All the materials of this work have been taken from the web or from my own sound files, and with a few small exceptions, there are no physical performers, but virtual ones, as a result of working on an score editor. Thus, one of its points of tension is found in the insertion of the real into the virtual and vice versa. The work also has a nomadic background, as in others of my production in which real sounds from the environment are incorporated, appearing sometimes partially transformed with electronic resources. According to that, among the different approaches to the original fanfare or in dialogue with them, we hear toads in a garden in Caracas, birds in Mantova, masts fluttering by the wind in the port of Villanova, a parade atmosphere at the Seville Expo, bells pealing in the monastery of Las Descalzas Reales in Madrid, the rattle of a train in Rome, the start of a concert somewhere, a market in Guanajuato, or the sound of water in the Alhambra.